Birth, Chapter 8. Kramer, do you have the program done? Asked Dick. This was a great car. The winnings from the last two races allowed him to turbocharge this Dodge Challenger. It was tricky because the motor was relatively high compression, and he didn't want to blow the heads off it. The supercharged version was okay, but he knew with the turbo, he could get over 1,000 horsepower out of it on the top end where it was needed most. Yep, I had some code to write this morning, but it is good to go, and I added the nitrous. Kramer was a prodigy at computer technology, but he also understood chemistry and mechanical engineering. He was self-taught, but as he always said, professors are obsolete the moment they got out of school, and they've been out of school a long time. Besides, he knew why they liked teaching. They liked being the smartest person in the room. But what if they weren't the smartest anymore? Kyle Kramer had ADHD in the worst way. He was a poster child for the disorder, but his mom was a drug addict. She had no money and didn't care about Kyle when he was young. He never got drugged down to match the other kids in class. Instead, he claimed, he bottled it up and fed it back into his brain. He learned to focus on many things at once, like spinning plates on the end of long, flexible rods. He would spin one plate and then go to another and another until he had them all spinning at the same time. Then he started seeing patterns between the disciplines. He called them transitory relationships. Chemistry became poetry, C++ became metallurgy and crystallography. The magnetic fields around gaseous molecules became like flowers that could be germinated with other magnetic fields. All of these different sciences became artistic parts of one another, and Kyle became the master painter. It will pack more oxygen into the P orbitals. Kyle, I don't think gases have P orbitals. Now, come on. Well, no, they don't. But adding the magnets to the container and the stainless steel fuel lines allow us to create virtual P orbitals. More oxygen changes the stoichiometry. Hey, that makes me hungry. You want some IHOP? Yeah, I like pancakes. Just then, there was a loud knock on the steel roll-up door. Police, open the door. Oh, no. No way. Dick, I can't go to jail. No, no. Kramer was prone to panic. It wasn't an ordinary panic that you can reason with. You have to occupy Kyle's brain when he is faced with the situation. Kyle, get in the car and hook up the laptop. Put your harness on. There was a trust that calmed him when Dick spoke like this. He knew there was a plan, and Dick was his favorite person. He was like a brother and his best friend. He never panicked. He always knew what to do. Dick slid into his cockpit seat and strapped himself in. Access the traffic control system and set us up for a clean run to the freeway south. The airstrip? Yeah. Shit. What is it now? Forgot to charge your laptop? No, it's my fault. I see what happened now. I missed a light last night. It stayed green all night, and their TMS guy found my hack. Well, I suppose those guys out there are not here to collect for the policeman's ball, said Dick. If you don't open this door, we'll be forced to cut it open and add the charge of resisting arrest. They were elevating the energy now. Pasadena cops like to do that. Most of them were former military guys who would work for a cop's pay as long as they got to keep eating steroids and got to bust some heads now and then. Street racers were a public enemy. Hackers were terrorists, and street racer hackers were nothing short of a federal trophy for a local cop. We gotta go, and we gotta go now, said Dick. I'm in. I have the fuel management system and the traffic system. Should I open the door? Kyle was calming now. He was focused on the problem, and the formulas were churning in his head like polyurethane foam. I'm opening the door. Gentlemen, start your engines. Here we go. Dick flipped the switches to apply power to the ignition and fuel management computers. The light went green, and he flipped the switch for the electric fuel pumps and pressed the button to start the motor. It thumped against the frame and rumbled to life. Full tanks. Let's roll. The door was barely open 4 feet. Not enough for the cops to bend down and start entering their shop, but far enough that the Dodge was heading for the opening. It would be close. The car went sideways a little as the rear wheels spun on the shiny epoxy floors, but Dick corrected for it. The car surged forward toward the roll-up door. "Stop the car! Stop the car!" shouted the policeman who ducked his head under the still-opening door. He went for his gun. Dick shot him the bird with his hand out the window as he sliced past him into the parking lot. There were a dozen cars and a police helicopter waiting in the parking lot. "Kyle, help me out here," Dick whined. "Go left, go left, over the grass and on to Colorado. I got your lights. Here we go." Dick pressed the throttle and the turbos started to spin. The Challenger lurched over the curb and onto the grass before spinning tires over the sidewalk and onto the asphalt. He drove between an SUV and a cruiser and was pointed in the right direction. The police helicopter was directly overhead. They had a long way to go past the City College and Caltech and then left to the on-ramp. The wheel flipped back and forth as Dick negotiated the police cars in front of him. Don't hit anything. The intercooler is packed in the front behind the fenders, Kyle squeaked. I got it. One more. Here we go. The car was running like a dream. But now was the test. He had never raced this car. What would it do when it really got going fast? "That's a gas-powered copter. Can you do something?" "I'm working on it. I can hack the governor. I can limit his top speed." "Do it. We're running." The traffic lights were all green ahead of them, and not a car was on the road. It was strange, Dick thought for a moment. Colorado Boulevard, with no cars on it, in the daytime. Really strange moment. He mashed the throttle all the way to the floor, and the motor came to life as the RPMs climbed. The transmission shifted to keep the engine below the rev limiter, and they were doing 120 by the time 6 seconds focused on them. "Turn them off. Turn the green lights off. They're all on automatic now," said Kyle. One by one, the lights turned red behind them, which meant the cross traffic could proceed across onto the busiest boulevard in Pasadena. Within a few seconds, what promised to be a high-speed chase turned into a swift Sunday tour through the Pasadena shopping district. "Coming up on PCC and Caltech, get ready to drift onto San Gabriel and hit the main on-ramp. It's 2 lanes wide," said Kyle. "That helicopter caught up when I slowed down to make this turn. He's right over us. Can you do something about him?" "Wait to get on the freeway. You'll see." They both held their breath as the car slid all four tires sideways, drifting left onto San Gabriel Boulevard. The car powered through the turn, but not light and nimble like the Honda. The car got close to the curb, but it soon straightened out. Dick knew how to drive this car. The on-ramp came up quickly, and the helicopter was low, right on top of them. It looked like it was going to land in front of them. Darted left and then right toward the on-ramp, slipping under the rails of the helicopter. Dick floored the car. This time, the turbos whistled loudly. "Get ready," said Kyle. 3, 2, 1. Kyle pressed the F8 key and the magnetized nitrous poured into the plenum just behind the turbos. It swirled and compressed to 3 atmospheres and pounded through the intake valves to mix with the direct injection in the cylinders. The purple Dodge Challenger blasted to a speed of 180 miles an hour within a few seconds, leaving the police helicopter at the altar. "God, I love American muscle," said Dick as he gripped the wheel to keep the car pointed straight.